It's Friday.
I can't even do it. I got nothing. I did that last night.
I still got it.
Yes, you do.
It's Friday. It's Friday. It's Friday, 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 Friday. This is the day that was given for men to dance with other men.
Y'all can have it. You can have it today. I got nothing for you.
Player.
Shall we dance?
Dance away, fellas.
Shall we dance?
Let's go. Let's go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Let's go. Dance.
All men to the dance floor. All men to the dance floor. All men to the dance floor. Dance men. Dance men. Dance men. Dance away. Dance away. This is your day to dance.
Okay. Cut it right there. Cut it right there.
What's the problem? What's going on?
That's pretty much it.
Oh, I'm dragging. I'm dragging ass this morning.
I'm dragging too. We all are dragging. But y'all went to the Stevie Wonder concert.
We went to the Stevie Wonder concert. Stevie played for 3 hours and took a pee break.
Oh, my God.
No, he did.
Yeah, he took a 65-year-old man pee break after jumping up and down and bouncing from chair to from stool to stool. He had to take a – I think he stopped it in the middle of the song.
I think he did.
All of a sudden, he stopped it in the middle of the song.
And we're like, he's leaving the stage. Tom said, he got to take a pee break. And they did for about 15 minutes and then came back like
– And came back about 15 minutes.
And where was I? And
and went right back at it, player.
Whoa. Oh, my God!
It was the most amazing concert I have seen in my life.
It was beautiful.
It was something. 3 hours in a pee break, Stevie Wonder played all of the songs from the songs in the Key of Life.
And then some others.
And then some others. And then some others. Yes, all 21 songs, player.
It was
even
amazing.
The jazz songs.
Yeah.
All of that.
And he played all of it. He played all of it.
3 hours.
He played.
It was a great time.
So we walked out of the garden probably about midnight, close to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we were on such a high. I don't know what you said, but it took me a couple hours to get to sleep. I was so excited.
I was wired. I was totally wired. And it was just an experience of a lifetime.
So this morning, we're in New York, dragging butt.
Major drag, but the memory of last night. If you have an opportunity to see Stevie, and it's a very limited tour right now, just goes to the 5th of December. Like he's going to be in D.C. this weekend. And
well, I know it does come to L.A. because that's when the toy drive thing is.
Oh, the toy drive, right. And that's where it started. That's where the whole idea started last year.
What?
With his toy drive, and he did the songs from the Songs in the Key of Life. And that's what initiated this tour.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then the lady got pregnant. He said, I need to pay for some of this, so let me do it.
And he was so funny about that, Jay. He said, if you don't hear it coming from my mouth...
Don't believe it.
Don't believe the.
And he brought and he brought his fiance out on stage.
Just call her the baby mama.
Okay, that's a fiance.
Okay,
Sip.
Okay.
He brought her out on stage with
their youngest.
With their youngest, which was born last year.
Mm-hmm.
So they've had two babies while they were engaged.
This is two. This is the second baby.
I'm with Sybil, baby mama.
Surely even Stevie.
Player, what happened to you, man?
Yeah, he's had plenty of time to get married, player.
Stevie could see his way to getting married at this.
He can find the fridge.
What happened to you?
No problem. I'm not an album player. I'm just calling it as it is, man.
And the lady's got two babies.
He left stage. He left stage and came back. Did he bring a ring? No. Okay. No. I'm with Sybil on this one. I gotta go with Sybil.
And it was.
I love you, Sybil.
But there's a lot of fertility going on because I thought one of the background singers was the girlfriend.
Well, probably,
she was
probably
very
just being
pregnant.
around. Stevie, no, man. People get pregnant. I'm not saying it's his, but
no.
Hey, Sib, you need a test. You need one of those home pregnancy tests.
You know, S'more wasn't lying last night.
Stevie's stuff is strong. I need to test both of y'all, man.
Okay.
I don't want to. I thought I saw something when he said. I don't want to bore you with.
Oh, bore me.
And Sybil lost it when he did that one.
And he's so good. You know, there's some people that have never seen a Stevie Wonder concert. Never seen it. And you've heard his music, but you've never seen him in concert.
Well, it's not like he goes out on tour like Frankie Beverly and Maze, you know?
Mm-hmm. And they still never seen it.
Yeah.
And you have to. And the cool thing was you saw different ages. You saw different generations.
Yeah. A lot of white people, too, right?
A lot of white people.
White people know those songs, man.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah.
And even the little babies. I saw, you see that little blonde little girl? She had to be like 7 or 8.
Right.
And she was singing all that. She was
schooled very well.
She was raised right on that Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Woo!
Really good. So if you all, he is coming to D.C. this weekend and Philadelphia later. So those are the two that I can remember.
Yeah.
If you can, really, go see Stevie.
Well, while y'all were at Stevie Wonder concert, I was on the set of David and Tamla Mann show doing a scene, Sybil, with Tiny Lester, where he was supposed to choke me.
Oh, no.
Tiny
he
Lester.
He don't know how strong he is. He don't know how to play at all.
Pretend. He doesn't tend like.
Now, we all know somebody like that, like Tiny.
Yeah.
Big, strong, likes to play rough. But he doesn't know how to play.
He's supposed to grab my neck and choke me. He's like, really, dude, lighten up. I'm in a neck pass today.
Player, you knew this going in. You've known Tiny how long?
You and Tiny have worked together.
I've known him about 25 years easily.
And what's different?
In LA. Nothing. There's no difference.
You knew
David
Mann
was so funny. He says whenever he speaks, the whole set shakes.
What was his character in Friday?
Debo. He plays Debo.
Yeah.
If you don't know who we're talking about, Debo.
Talking about Debo. Oh, my God.
He's a nice,
very nice, playful man.
But he doesn't know how to play.
He don't know his
plays too rough. And we all know somebody like that.
Yeah, of course.
Ain't gonna be a man or a lady.
Yeah, that too.
It's not always a man. So everybody's tired today. But we're going to make it today.
It's Friday.
Because we got to hit the road, player.
Yeah. And just in time, Sip. Did you see the news? Did you see the news here in New York? Next week, they're expecting what they call the polar vortex.
Another polar. But it's gonna come south, Tom, where we are.
Well, it's not going to be like below 30 in Biloxi, Mississippi.
No. But polar
or Mobile
for them.
It's going to be punk. Polar.
A light polar, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be polar light.
They're
going to be screaming and
it's cold.
It's cold. They might even close down schools. It's 50 degrees. You know? But we're getting out of New York just in time.
Yeah.
Just in time, man.
Just in time. And then we hit the road. We're in Gulfport on
Monday.
On Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Mobile on Tuesday.
Player.
So they have... Yeah.
Your girl, Tasha Smith.
What happened?
Tasha Smith.
Her husband are having some issues.
Are they? So the husband got a restraining order on Tasha. And the restraining order says that Tasha has to stay 2 yards away from him while they're in the house. And when they're not in the home, he has to be at least 100 yards away from... She has to be from him. He filed. He says
I've known her as long as I've known Tiny, because I've met him all at the Comedy Act Theater, so she's been around for a minute.
Does she play too much?
She don't play too much, but when it comes to stop playing, it's very serious. And we all know somebody like that, too. When they ask you to stop playing, you need to stop playing, because that's how she is.
He claims that she's boozing all the time, it says.
He's boozing fuel.
And that she's threatened to kill him or get people to hurt him, even warning him not to fall asleep or something will happen. That does sound like Tasha right there.
In the movie Addicted, she should have been the patient, right?
Exactly.
Tasha.
Which means what, Blair? What did we say? That's good, man. Nothing wrong with
that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. The man had to
worse,
go.
And play, it's worse than that when a man finally says, you know, my wife is jacking me up. This man is catching hell.
You know how I feel about this. You got to go
Sybil,
to the judge.
I know. Tasha. I know. You're gonna go punk, man. I know.
I don't know his pain. I don't know, but I'm just thinking.
But he's been called a punk.
And who, what man hasn't? Or woman.
Followed by a threat
nice
of his
Tasha,
life.
Tasha, man.
Yes. Tasha. Yeah. She is the character that she plays, yeah. Huh?
Marcus. Yes, dear.
We need to hook her and Tiny together. That's what they need to do.
And she said over and over again, I am not the character
right,
that I play.
I'm an actress. Well.
All right, Tasha. We all love you.
We need to hook up with Tiny Player. Her and Tiny need to date because.
Oh, my God. That's explosive.